Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy joins us. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
Good. I want to talk to you about a health care bill that you helped pass. But before we get to that, what's your latest thinking on the war in Ukraine and what the United States should be doing?
Well, I think that the Ukrainian people, their military, their leadership are fighting like hell, John. They're mustering a stiffer, more courageous resistance than anybody possibly could have anticipated. And just the other day, there was a very interesting article talking about the scrappy Ukrainian Air Force that is, you know, basically drawing the Russian Air Force to a stalemate in the skies. But we need to do more, John. We got to get them more weaponry. We also have to get them surface-to-air missile systems to help them protect their skies more. And, you know, I'm trying to facilitate with some of my Republican colleagues trying to get more fighter jets to their Air Force.
Yeah, that plan has stalled. Do you think that it should work the way we've been told it could work? We give jets to Poland. Poland gives the Soviet-built, the Soviet-style, the Russian-style jets then to Ukraine. The Ukrainians know how to fly those jets. Do you like that trade? Is that how it should work, Congressman?
I think so, yes. And I understand that there are concerns about that. But, man, you know, we got to do everything we possibly can to help them. They've certainly shown incredible resolve and determination and skill in fighting the Russians. And they need more help.
And courage and bravery. I mean, you know, you might like your chances if you're Ukraine, but you know a lot of you are going to die in the process. And yet there they go, housewives, husbands, paramilitary people, and then their army. If there is some sort of attack on Poland, maybe rockets fired at a base from the Russian side or from the Ukrainian side by the Russians, should that engage NATO and should that engage the United States if land or people in Poland are hit?
If there was an attack on Poland, which is a NATO ally, then we would be obligated to help them in their defense under what's called Article 5 of the NATO Charter. And so absolutely we would then be engaged. I hope that does not happen. Can I just relate to one little anecdote that I heard from a kind of a constituent? They have a company with many Ukrainian employees. And interestingly, those Ukrainian employees are continuing to work in the company, but they just asked the bosses at the company who are based here, can we just modify our hours a little bit? And I said, of course, do whatever you have to do. But why, you know, tell us what you're just, you know, why do you want to modify the hours? And they said, well, because we have to make Molotov cocktails in the morning before we start our work day. And, you know, I just think that kind of speaks to how this is an all-in fight for every person in Ukraine. And I think that, you know, we have to do everything we can to help them when they're helping themselves so much in this regard.
Talk to me about this bipartisan bill that you were able to pass, Congressman.
This is a big deal, John. It's called the Dr. Lorna Green Act. It's named after a physician who committed suicide. She's an ER doc who worked through the pandemic in New York City and was just completely overwhelmed by the death, the despair, the lack of PPE and everything else. And basically, folks in Congress, including myself, wanted to recognize that healthcare workers, we call them heroes, but they're humans. And they have been absolutely overwhelmed by the mental health toll of the pandemic. Their rates of burnout and even suicide are much higher than the rest of the population. And those were problems even before the pandemic. So So this act, which was signed into law on Friday in the Oval Office, I was privileged to be there with the family, basically establishes funding so that healthcare students, doctors, nurses, residents, and other professionals actually get the resources necessary to take care of their mental health. There's also a study that accompanies this funding to see what works, what doesn't work, and to track it over time. So it's a big deal to help a lot of people who need it.
And bipartisan support for that, too. Anytime we can shine a light on something like that, let's do
that. Sir.
Congressman, let's talk again. Good luck to us all. I know that a lot of our listeners are very troubled about what's happening in Ukraine, and it's not clear what the next thing is that's going to happen or what we should do. So I'll be calling on you again down the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thanks for your attention to that subject, too.
Raja Krishnamurthy is the Democrat from Illinois' 8th.